Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, August 7th, 2018. Got a lot of activity going on here tonight. We'll get to that in a second. Guest tonight, LVMS super late model driver, Johnny Spilaccio in studio. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. I've been getting used to say that myself.
Hey. That's good. We always want you to be feeling like you want to be here and being welcome here. So
absolutely. Welcome back. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Anytime. Hosting along with myself, soon to be father of twins, Justin Griffith.
How you doing, Michael?
Good. Reminding you, you know, hey, you should be getting butterflies here, you know, Hello. Coming up.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can't hear myself. There I go. I don't like hearing myself anyway, so...
It's the rest of us don't like hearing. Nah, just
no,
kidding.
You're right.
Wow,
that's mean.
Damn. I feel the love in here tonight.
There's lots of love in this room. Love amongst racers, right?
That's right.
Hosting also tonight, Gary.
How you guys doing?
I didn't say man on a mission because I don't know what that mission's going to be.
Oh, we all of a sudden we're not on a mission.
After Saturday, I'm not too sure of that.
Well, his mission is to make his car faster. I'm just kidding, Gary.
Okay, I have a question. You bag on the purple car all the time, but the purple car beat you this week.
I'm still crushing it.
Now he's crushing it even more.
See,
all that crap I was talking leading up to it. I just had to back it up at least once.
And I will tell you, for 25 minutes before this show, I was talking to one of my sponsors, the one with the crusher. No.
And he knows my end of it, so I think he's on my side, by the way.
I don't think so.
I'm 100% sure he's on my side.
No. Anyway, that was a great race. Yes, you did beat me.
It was a phenomenal race between you guys. I mean, a lot more bomber cars out there than normal.
Oh, yeah, and there's actually a couple more that usually come and go. But one of them,
Ken Harrington
got in a personal accident, I guess.
He was out there. He was watching
his wife. Cool.
Posted a video from the grandstand. So
sweet.
Between everybody, I saw a little bit of all the races. So
good.
Cool.
Good to see. We're glad to hear he's doing better. So
he looked a lot better in the picture on Saturday than he did the original picture of him in the hospital.
That's good.
That's good. I hate to see stuff like that happen, but things do happen. And hope he gets better quick. Yep. By the way, fly on the wall. Little fly. Surprise guest. Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. Rob Street, robstreetracingphotography.com if you want.
Great, Rob Street Racing Photography.
That's right. I thought I said it right, but
you did.
I'll let you say it again.
Shout out to Aiden Murphy. Man, I didn't think he'd be out there after I saw that road rash from 1 week before. I actually crashed his four-wheeler.
No kidding.
Oh. He was out there, and I think he came in second.
Cool deal. Cool deal. Thanks for being here, Rob. I don't know why you're here, but hey, you're here. It's okay.
He couldn't get enough of Justin, so that's why he's
there. He heard you were coming in, Johnny. So hey, he made a special trip. There you go.
He just wants to hang. Let him hang.
That's what this show's all about. You guys want to come hang? Come hang. It's okay.
Right. There you go.
No problem.
You want to come hang and lay your crap out on Justin? We welcome that even more.
As you see by all the flashes in the room on the Facebook Live video.
Yeah, so if you do see that on the flashes, of course, you got Johnny Spilaccio here, Facebook Living too.
Instagram. I figured Justin had like the Facebook Live all taken care of, so I was like,
wait a minute.
Well, that made half my job easier.
See, this shows how much older I am. I'm not going to say old because you got Instagram Live also now. I can't keep up.
There's everything. You can go live on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, see, exactly. That's what I'm used to. Still photos. I'm still trying to get used to Facebook. I'm with JJ.
He's still
back on
MySpace. MySpace Live.
Yeah. So back to Pahrump for a minute. I need to say again, congratulations to Anthony Mann for winning.
His win, that's right. I guess we won't take away from you, Johnny, but I guess let's talk about, their Facebook page to find out more information on there. But there was a race this past weekend, and I was surprised to see you out there, Johnny Palacio, so we can talk about that. You guys had some dirt racing going on yourself, so we can talk some about that. I was surprised to see. I thought that was you, and then he goes, "Yeah, hey, Johnny's sitting down there in the stands," and I was, on the side of it.
My spotter is actually, races out in the hobby stock division. He drives a 54A car, and he's actually sitting second in points. So
nice.
Occasionally we'll kind of help him out a little bit. I wasn't sure if he was going to make the last two races.
Wow.
Because he had like an ignition module problem, and he had a pretty big spill of the race before that. So that was the race to come out and help him out with that.
Right.
Usually you'll see my dad there. Usually you'll see Scotty there from time to time.
Cool.
And we all stick by our guys, man. And he's doing a fantastic job for what he's got.
You know, that's something that I didn't see a lot of in the past, but I see a lot more now is guys like yourself, the asphalt guys, going out, and you start seeing them out at the Pahrump Valley Speedway nowadays, where you didn't see a lot of that in the past. I've seen a lot of other drivers and crew guys and stuff like that from the bullring out here out at Pahrump Valley Speedway. So it's cool to see that, and a little bit of the cross racing going on. It's not that far, but an hour and a half.
Hour 15. Depends how you drive.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Remember, we're all race car drivers. We don't have that far.
The lead foot, so... But, it's good to see that, again, that Pahrump Valley Speedway is just right there, and it's dirt. See?
You got a ton of them.
I mean, there's two divisions that Vegas guys can come down there and race, the Bombers, and you got the mini stocks. I mean, the skid plate cars from Vegas can easily put four tires on it and go race the same car down there in Pahrump.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. And same thing with some of the bomber cars out at the LVMS. They can come out, and of course, a couple guys
a few of them
had come out there and kicked some guys' butts that have been racing out at Pearl Valley Speedway for a while. Anthony Mann, like you said, well, congratulations to him. He won two in a row now.
Two in a row, yep.
Some close races. I didn't make the first one, so I didn't get a chance to see him beat you. But it gave the rest of us a chance.
You just got to keep saying that.
Just to beat you without having any guilt.
He's having a record here. He's all right.
Well, exactly. And, I'm just playing. But and not to take anything away from you, Gary, 21 straight wins from last year all the way to this year out at Pahrump.
And in them 21 wins, I only lost one heat race as well.
So 20 heat race wins along with those 21 wins.
Yes.
And that was to Arley? No?
I don't remember. Yes, I believe it was. I don't.
We try to forget Arley Jr. as much as we. No, I'm just playing Arley. He's a good guy.
They're all good guys. All 65
all
Arley,
five of them in the family.
Yeah. No, I believe it was to Arley.
Cool.
Yes.
Tough competition out there for you this year, man. You're prepared for
a
it.
A little more tweaking on my car, and I think I'll be there.
Damn it. That means I got to work on my car.
harder.
Yeah, harder.
Unfortunately, I got to buy a new rim, but that's okay. We'll get over that.
What happened to your rim?
Oh, I got touched in turn three.
No, did you? I didn't see that.
Yes.
It wasn't me.
Nope.
Wasn't me.
Nope.
Not to say I won't in the future, but wasn't me this past time, this past race.
It's okay. We'll put a new rim on it and go faster. It's all right.
So getting back to you, Johnny.
he don't want to hear about how I'm going to go faster.
Yeah, we'll get back to Johnny here. helping your guy out. What's his name?
Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith.
He kind of took a. It's a rookie season for him spotting as well. So that's the first time he's ever spotted.
Okay.
For me out there, and thankfully, Pahrump and Vegas run like on an alternate schedule.
Right.
So he'll be able to
play
to both.
He'll play
and
the dirt. And
you weren't able to. He wasn't able to do that in the past. So He kind of took on this role as spotter to coach me through things, and we kind of coached each other. So we kind of both wear the rookie stripes, and he's doing a heck of a lot better job at spotting than I am at driving. I mean, he makes me look good. Without a doubt.
And that brings up a good point. Have you had other spotters out at LVMS? Of course, you're talking about in the super late models, but
mm-hmm.
in the super stocks that you used to run, did they allow spotters back then? And mm-hmm. who did you use back then?
Yeah, they actually did. I think the super stocks, the modifieds, and the super lates, I think they're the only three classes that
they
are even allowed to use spotters. Usually between my dad. My dad kind of like started that training a little bit, and then we kind of felt, you know, if I'm gonna, you know, move up the ladder,
exactly.
I'm gonna have to have, you know, a bunch of different voices, you know, kind of help me out, kind of build some chemistry. So,
now, being you had that experience from, let's say, your father and other spotters versus
mm-hmm.
the guy that's never spotted before. He's never spotted for anybody else before, or just never spotted for you?
He's never spotted for anybody
before.
So
what do you think of the difference? Does that leave it a lot more in your hands, or does he relay to you what you want to hear? Because obviously we've talked about different spotters. Some are quiet. Some kind of are in your ear the whole time, the whole race, you know. So how is he? And then what is that the kind of spotting you like to have?
Yeah, he's usually pretty quiet.
Yeah.
He's
a lot
self sound.
He
tells me what's needed, whether there's a guy on the outside of me, whether there's a guy on the inside of me, when to drop, when I'm clear.
You ever have to
that.
Like throw it out there? Hey, come on, guys, so you gotta let me know what's going on here when you're on the track, or you
just don't pay attention
on?
To what's behind me. I just they always say the race is in front of you.
Take
and,
your bears off
and
just go.
And he'll chip
right.
in there like a little bit every now and then. But you know, just like constant reminders, you know, race is in front of you. You know, focus on that. I got your back behind you.
Now,
you know, stuff like that.
Do you think his racing out at Pahrump, being on the track, you know, kind of helps you in his spotting to you at the bull ring?
Yeah, I think so. And we kind of help each other.
Right.
We both kind of coach each other on, you know, what we can do better, what
right.
we're doing great at, what can we repeat, what we cannot repeat. So being out there at Pahrump, you know, from time to time, I mean, I can't make it every time,
right.
but whenever I do, I usually absorb everything like a sponge with not just how he drives, but how the other dirt guys do it. It's a cool experience that kind of helps me learn.
Right. Well, of course, you know, not that it's any less of a type of racing, but it's a little more relaxed out at Pahrump in the dirt and all that, and less
yeah.
pressure. It doesn't seem as much.
Everybody just wants to go out there and just
yeah,
have
exactly.
have a good time, and that's
right.
basically, you know, how this racing deal basically started. It was basically just a bunch of group of guys
right.
when they weren't running from the cops.
Hopefully that's not going on nowadays.
No,
you, Johnny.
Nah, I'm not a bootlegger.
Yeah.
So you don't
okay.
got to worry about that. But yeah, that's how it all started.
Right,
they just
the grassroots of racing.
Bring their cars out and just bump into each other and have fun doing it.
Right.
And that's you kind of have like that feeling out there in Pahrump. So it's definitely a more relaxed environment.
Do you? Being out at the dirt track, any urges of maybe getting in something out there, whether it's a mini stock, a modified, a hobby stock, a bomber maybe?
I definitely would love up to try the dirt. Anything that could anything that I could hop into and kind of hone my skills that will make me a better driver overall, I'm willing to take that chance. And I feel like, you know, dirt racing out there, especially at a track like Pahrump, it's perfect for a learning curve. It's basically a stress-free environment. The track's small enough. I mean, it's slipping and sliding, but like I could tell, like, you know, just on certain areas of the racetrack, there's rubber laid down there, so
right.
it has
oh, yeah.
plenty of grip out there too. It is it's a perfect track to kind of hone my skills, and I definitely would like to take the opportunity at that.
Well, there might be some opportunities coming up. I know with Justin having twins coming up, the car that he was probably going to run may have an open seat. I'm sorry, Justin. I had to throw that out there.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You're waiting for it, right?
But that is cool.
Me and Gary will get together and talk about maybe throwing you in a bomber one or two nights out there or something like that if you want to come out and play.
Sure, absolutely. I am totally down to
Justin, relax. Don't try.
Just getting used
That's
to
not
it.
The hospital. That's not the hospital.
Just getting
yeah,
used
exactly
to
right.
it.
Right. Don't get excited. You don't have to run out the door right now. You'd have that in stereo if it was a hospital call.
Just getting you used to it. You gotta be listening to that here soon.
And just so you know, if you, I'm sure everybody knows, but you got twins coming, and we're within a week's time here of you becoming the father of twins.
It's getting very, very close.
The butterfly's got to be coming up, man.
Like I told you last week, it hasn't really hit me.
Well,
like, I think about it.
Oh, it's going to hit you.
Yeah. I think about it, I know it's coming.
Right. Hey, how about we do a live show from the birth?
Yeah.
So we get the birth of twins.
We have Rob Street there doing photography.
Hey, tell your old lady about it. We'll set it up.
Hey, wait.
I just want to get that good shot in.
I know exactly. Yeah. Facebook Live,
that can be Justin's retirement party.
There you go.
Hey,
all in one. The birth of twins, the retirement of
wow.
That's bad. That's pretty.
Donnie
bad.
never hang out with these guys.
Oh, believe me, I have to be at the shop after this, and there are the environment at the shop is a lot like this, and
no, you know.
You
part
take
of the
at the front of it as well. So.
Well, you're one of the young guys there, so you're going to catch most of it. But guess what? You get to give that crap out later on as time goes on.
Oh, I've already gotten started.
Justin's got two coming, so he'll be able to give it later on.
Yeah, a lot. No, that's cool. But, you know, hey, getting back to racing, me and Gary will sit down and talk. Maybe we'll get you in something. You know, that seat time is just it's priceless. What do you got? What's Rob showing us?
Oh, he made a collage.
Oh, there we go. Sweet.
The last word on Instagram is about 3 minutes.
All right.
3 minutes. Nice. Nice. But
what's this Instagram?
Yeah,
talking
I was just
about?
Gonna say, what's Instagram?
Yeah. What is this Instagram nowadays?
Never heard of it.
Make sure you put it on MySpace for Michael.
Well, we'll do it for JJ. Yeah,
JJ.
I'm not that old.
The only Facebook I think you do is the On Wheels Now Facebook.
Yeah.
And speaking of JJ, I hope he's doing well. Is he doing well?
Yeah, you know, good question. I haven't talked to him, and Gary's the last one to probably talk to him. We'll have to.
I think he might be bored this year because he has nothing to say about me running into people. I've been squeaky clean.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, he must be bored.
There's why he's not around.
There you go. There you go.
You've been like, squeaky clean.
He's like, why don't I have anything to talk about to Velacho? He hasn't been running into anything at all.
You know what? That brings up, you're one of my favorite racers to watch out at the Speedway. You made it probably one of the most exciting super stock race divisions out there when you were racing. Not that you were running into everybody. I think it brought up the competition level of everybody. You know, you get a young driver like yourself out there. It makes everybody step up their game a little bit, and which makes everybody, you know, do more door-to-door racing.
There you go. And that division still hasn't lost its touch after
that
last.
You know,
I mean, you look at Matt Larson and Mason Sargent getting into it. I mean, I pulled off a move of like that once and did a little bit of a better job of it at times, but it goes to show that class never really changed. And it also shows, you know, the contrast between the relaxed environment of Pahrump and the very intense environment of the Bullring, because NASCAR's there.
Well, and think of that, too. You're talking about a super stock division, which is supposed to be a relaxed division, but, man, there's a lot going on in that division in the super stocks. Now you move it up to another level like yourself. Last time we had you in studio, you weren't even a super late model driver at the time, I don't think. I think you were
hinting.
Yeah, where you're hinting. You didn't even we kind of knew, but we'll say that. But, you know what, it's something that you were planning on getting into, and obviously something in the works for a little while. But this year, you're in the top 10 in points out at LVMS at the Bullring. You go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, look for the points, the roster, all that. You can look up information on Mr. Johnny Spilotro here. but you're top 10 in points right now in the super late model division.
It's a huge step up from
super stocks. And I don't know if that's too big of a gap to go from super stocks, because there's nothing really in between, I don't think, to jump from super stocks into something else.
We had it.
Late.
It's called the late model division.
Yeah, it used to be.
That got killed
off.
Yeah,
exactly. Used to be. And, you know, that's not – It, I think that was a factor of many different things, time, economy, you know,
economy
they had to, you know, kind of mix divisions at some point, and it just didn't work out. But,
yeah, everybody was used to seeing 26 cars a pop out there, and
right.
then when and the field for both of those got cut in half, the tracks are like, oh, crap, we got to
do
something.
Right. But now here you are, super late model driver this year. That's got to be exciting for you, man.
I still can't believe that I'm in it at times. And we're also leading rookie of the year standings right now. And I'm also going to be graduating with a bachelor's degree in December. So
wow.
if we combine that and rookie of the year and pull both of those off, it's going to
be
one
year.
Heck of a party.
Well,
it's going to be one heck of a party.
Guess what? It's not that far along. I mean, we're already into the first week in August, guys. Can you believe that? Where's the time fly? Where did it go? We're closer to the end of the year than the beginning of the year.
And I just turned 23 yesterday as
well.
No,
happy birthday. On Facebook, 23 spankings right now.
Virtual.
Yeah. Whack, whack, whack. There you go.
Do the hand clap. 23 of them. There we go.
There you go.
We don't need no evidence of the abuse.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be an
you.
Exciting year for you, man. The super late model racing, top 10, hopefully. I think you're close to – I think you're going to get rookie of the year. So
I hope so. I mean, nothing's over till it's over.
Yeah,
but we
no,
gotta,
that's a good point.
We got a pretty good we got a pretty good strength angle hold on that. So we're just hoping we could wrap that up as early as we can, and then we'll talk about playing in
now,
the dirt.
Now, does this summer break, do you think, hurt or help – your team and yourself, you know, because once you get going in the season, you get your momentum going, you're in the race mode and all that, but then all of a sudden you got time to work on the car, time to kind of let it all catch up. What does that do for you? Is it good or bad?
I think as far as me as the team as a whole, it's kind of relaxing because it's pretty hard to race in, you know, extreme hot weather and monsoon season on top of that. So, so I think psychologically it kind of helps us all decompress and focus on what we need to improve with all of our cars. And we're kind of working on, you know, all of them right now, trying to find different avenues on what we can do to be better. And all I want to do is improve. But me personally, I want to be out there as much as I can.
Exactly. Yeah, they like any race. I mean, Gary, why do you think he went to the dirt? Because they have nonstop racing up till the end of November.
It is colder up there than it is
right
down here.
22 races a year. 22
right.
races a year. So
that's when you
good.
Convince Aaron to let you drive the dirt car every now and then. You learn a lot of throttle control. As somebody that jumped back and forth from dirt to asphalt, you learn so much. You learn that throttle control, and it definitely helps.
You know, and that's
there's the throttle control?
We're not talking about traction control, Gary.
Oh,
you're used to on asphalt.
We're talking totally
different.
When you bring the big motor like I did the first time I went to dirt, I brought the big motor out, and I'm coming off the corner, just I was spinning the tires, and he was leaving me, and finally JJ was like, you got to act like there's an egg underneath your throttle. You got to get an egg into it, and as soon as I did it, it
clicked for you.
It clicked. And that's the common thing that everybody uses, the egg underneath the throttle. And it's no lie. You want to try to get to the gas as quick as you can, as hard as you can, as fast as you can without breaking the egg. So I feel like if I literally did that, though, I'd be detailing nonstop for hours on end.
Right. Exactly. Making a mess.
that might have been the greatest thing JJ ever taught me.
It's definitely not a bad thing. Definitely not a bad thing.
You know, that brings up something, you know, when you're out in the racing world and all that, you get 100 people telling you 100 different things. You know, who do you listen to? Does that, being part of a big shop, do you take a little bit of what everybody tells you and kind of apply it to what works for you?
Yeah, well, the good thing is with all of our cars, especially on practices, whenever I communicate with Scotty and sometimes Warren Nipper on some things, our cars behave different, the
right.
same handling wise. So it's kind of relieving to know that the information that we're giving each other, it's consistent to what the lap times show.
Right.
And I'm a little bit compared to him, but I think that's usually based on experience, and that just comes with time. So I'm not particularly too worried about that.
That does bring up some about the, you know, Gafferini and that crew is the experience. You know, sometimes you do everything that you can, but an experienced driver comes out and it just makes it click. It's like, wow, how does he do that? Well, you know, it just comes naturally with experience. It's going to come with you the more seat time you get. Any different strategies that you're looking into going into the second part of this race season? I know you got top 10. You're, what, eighth in points right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at rookie of the year status coming up here. There's a lot of pressure coming up with some of that to keep those spots.
Yeah, everybody.
Any different strategies?
Everybody knows that this is the toughest time of the year when it comes to championships being decided, points battles being decided. You just kind of have to take what comes with you. I mean, I don't want to give away too much. Obviously, I'd like to.
We're here to try to pull that information out of you. We can use it for ourselves. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't want to, you know.
So
obviously,
so
I'd like to
say,
win.
Yes, there is some strategies going into the second half that we're going to be excited to look for in what you got going on
in
the program. So
you will see.
Looking forward to it. Let's see what happens. I like to see some of that super stock racing.
Oh, it's
come
coming.
Out
of- it's coming. It's coming, but one thing that everybody do has to remember, and it was what was expressed to me in the first place every time I got into those cars, those super late models are a lot more fragile than the super stocks. Super stocks, you're going to get away with door slamming.
Right.
Super lights, not so much. The chassis are very light. The body panels are a little bit thinner, and you know, the front end stuff, you know, very, very intricate.
Right. Well, those are purpose built race cars versus a super stock, which is something
exactly
that you're turning into a race car. So
you can run stock on, lower control arms,
right,
for example, on a super stock and be okay. And those are durable. Whereas with super late models, everything has to be, you know, lighter in weight. And everybody knows lighter in weight.
More fragile.
There you go.
Exactly.
And more fragile on top of that. So that's definitely one to kind of keep an eye on for sure.
You know, and anything can happen. Look at, we've seen some pretty nasty super late model accidents this year, you know, Fribozzi with his car and so on.
Yeah.
So that's something that can happen at any time. And that's hopefully, knock on wood.
Oh, he's on Justin's channel right now.
He just tuned in as we start talking about that.
You mentioned it.
That's funny. Not the first time that's happened, so, and I can't see that, by
people,
the way.
People, your ears start ringing when we start talking
yeah.
about them.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. By the way, with the Facebook Live with Justin,
Instagram
and also,
Live.
Which I didn't know existed, the Instagram Live. So, and Rob Street, of course, in studio here. Oh, there you go.
There we go. There's the man. The man, the myth, the legend.
Hey, you know, and that brings up your point. You do photography. you know, doing photography both at LVMS Bullring and also at now at Front Valley Speedway, taking a lot of pictures. And when the guys want to get a hold of you to get some pictures, what's the best way?
We started a new.
Step aside. Look the man in.
It's 25. It's more of a sponsorship type thing. It's $25. Just find me at the track and I'll email you at least 5 pictures of your car on track. And we'll just keep doing that every week. And if you want to continue to do it, just find me at the track. I'm pretty easy to find because I don't walk real fast through there. I was kind of looking for shots to get. And a lot of people up at Pahrump have already done it. And
okay.
Probably at least 10, 12 different teams have done it. So thank you.
Cool. Hey, also, you know, racers, they don't always have that $25 in their pocket.
I have a whole sheet of IOUs.
Okay.
the actual sheet of IOUs.
And you hope they don't wreck their car through the season, because in IOUs, might as well just crumble them up.
Yeah.
But it helps me keep me coming out there to shoot the pictures.
Okay.
And enjoy it.
Cool. Appreciate it. Make sure you get a lot of Johnny Spilotra. He's going to have Rookie of the Year this year, so you're going to need to post that. So.
I even threw in a sponsorship for him for one of the Bando races.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say. Can you give this guy, from an experienced bando driver, some driving tips or anything like that from your point?
You need to go out on the dirt, and I think it'll help you out. Holding on that glass with the,
Well, what do you think seeing guys out there in the dirt that's been on the asphalt, Rob?
It's crazy in turn three. I don't know how you guys do it going in the sun. I kind of posted a little like montage of pictures
right. Of
seeing just nothing, and then all of a sudden you get in the shade and you just car there, and it's like I don't even know how they do it in those super late.
Right.
Because in the bando, it's like hope nobody crashed there because you can't see them going into three. Especially at the beginning of the race.
Well, you know, the kids you're driving just have their eyes closed the whole time anyway.
Exactly.
He's the only one with his eyes open.
Right. And luckily I did, because that red car, I don't
right.
have the number.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it spun out in front of me, but I avoided them. So.
I was waiting for the story of Rob Street takes out the whole bando division.
And somehow wins it.
And somehow wins, yeah.
Poor kids, yeah.
Now that's cool.
Beating up on those kids.
Well, we're me
absolutely.
Very,
I'm down to do it.
And I'm down to do it.
And you know what? What was it? 2 weeks ago, the race you were in a.
I was in the coupe.
Yeah. That's one thing that you don't see a lot of nowadays, especially locally in this area, is a passenger seat in a race car, which out at the Pahrump Valley Speedway, they have cam coupes, which they all used to have seats in them, but this, I think it's down to maybe one now.
One or two coupes, yeah.
Yeah, that have it, and you're able to sit in the passenger seat.
That's
cool.
It's a crazy view. I've watched it.
I don't think I'd like it, because I wouldn't want to sit there on a racetrack and not be able to have a steering wheel in front of me. So.
Kurt Carnell just tuned in, and he said the best way to do turn three is close your eyes and go full throttle.
So that's how he won the championship last year.
Uh-huh. And he's not talking about Bandolero. He's talking about anything. Yeah.
Anything.
Cool. Hey, speaking of like...
Good answer.
Speaking of like the bull ring and stuff like that, you ever want to get back into super stock for, you know, one or two races just for the hell of it, for fun?
Maybe. I'm trying to sell the old one right now.
Okay.
Cool. And it is a good piece. So if anybody wants their hands on it and wants to get up front as soon as possible, you know, that's the car to do it.
Well, that's a good point. That's one good way to get into racing is get into a car that's proven like you have, and just jump into the season like that. Right.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm definitely definitely keeping my eyes peeled, but at the same time, that thing's got to go.
Yeah. You know,
it's taking up too much room nowadays.
Right. Well, you know, that's one thing at some point you got to say, hey, I'm going to move on. And then what you did, obviously, you went to super late models, and that space could definitely be used for something else, or even, the money can go towards,
Yeah, I mean, I knew I proved quite a bit in, the past 4 years when I raced super stocks, but at the same time, I would have liked to have proved a little bit more. So heading into, the beginning of the year when it came from super stocks to super lates, it was like a huge leap of faith. And my dad asked me the question on which would you like to do? And my immediate answer was, let's leap into the super late. Let's try it out. Let's try and go for rookie of the year. If it hasn't been going the way it's been going, we could, just run three races, just practice for the rest of the time, and then just wait on it next year. And so far, it's turning out a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
And then he saw how beautiful that 77 is, and he says, I want to race that one.
Exactly, right. I want that car, yeah. You know what, that does bring up a good point, is that, you settled into that super late model division really well. You're driving out there looks good. You're racing with some good competition out there, and you know what, I think it's a good fit for you, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy to be in that division. It's a level that I've worked hard towards, since I started. Everybody wants to get to the highest level they possibly can be, and the super light model division right now is the pinnacle of the bull ring.
Right.
And so I'm very very privileged and very happy to be in an elite group of drivers that is considered to be the best drivers on the West Coast.
Absolutely.
And I wish the Open Comp would prove that with some of the with some of the rules packages that they make it lenient for all the tour cars. But, you know, had they kept it, you know, kind of like our rules package, you know, I think you'd see a lot of, you know, what you'd see 10, 12 years ago, being with the local guys and the out of town guys being neck and neck racing each other for the win and stuff. But I really do believe we are an elite group, the best on the West Coast. You look at Scotty's resume, you look at Jimmy Parker Jr.'s resume, Justin Johnson's resume, you know, all those guys that have established themselves, Dustin Ash. Those are all guys that are basically considered the who's who of short track racing.
You know what? And you're out there, you know, running side by side with these guys, and you settled in there real well. I think them guys can be happy that you're out there racing also, and gaining some experience. Watch out, guys, in the future coming up.
The transition between those two was actually a little bit more seamless than I thought it would be.
That's good.
As far as driving them, I mean, there are some kinks that I could work out as well. But as far as the timing goes, I thought it was going to be way off for, you know, the better half of the year, and I don't know how, but I've caught on to it, you know, pretty quick. Like the first time I took it out after I looped it and sat there for 5 minutes and then clicked off a few 18-second laps here and there, I started to kind of get down to, you know, the 15-3s and the 15-2s, and that's race pace.
I can't believe I'm doing this. That's great. I can't believe how quick those supers are these days. Go ahead.
By the way, Court Connell is on Facebook, and he says, your super stock was really fast. You were hauling ass as he flew past you. So
you saw fire over
here. Shooting fire from the banquet jokes last year, but. What's he doing nowadays?
Yeah, Court, come up with your late miles and put the money where your mouth is, huh? Yeah. So,
we'll run it back, man. Run it back.
I have a question. What are some of the little differences from the Open Comp? Just being
that's newbie, a good point.
I do not know what everybody talks about. They're coming in. There's rules changes. Is it shocks? Is it tires?
It's more engine package based. They try to make it a little bit easier on the touring guys to bring in, you know, certain big motors. Mostly they're called the McGonagall motors. And that's the motors that's basically, you know, emerged, throughout this year. And a lot of guys in our class are actually running them now, because you have guys like Barker and Tyler Favosi that bounce back and forth between
so that's why I'm seeing those two run so fast on a lot of the other
they have a lot of horsepower. And if you look at the SRL tour race, I think the fastest was like a 14-2.
Unbelievable.
And the best that we could do is like around like what, 14-6, 14-7s, 14-8s, 14-6s at the absolute best. So when those guys come in, you know, they bring in the heat, and they make it tough on the local guys to kind of keep up with.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if they run the tour tire during the Open Comp or not.
I don't think they do run the tour tire.
Didn't they try to go to the tour tire for the super late models also at some point?
I know they have a different tire compound right now. I think that the tire compound that they have right now is a much harder tire. We actually elevated from the 2040 to the 3045.
Right, so you guys actually went to the tour tire that they originally
had. And then they changed it again.
Right.
Those 2040 motor 2040 tires are big and good enough for the smaller motor, and they can make it competitive with guys for the big motor. Now you have a harder tire on there, it makes it tough on them.
Obviously it brings up a whole lot of
curious.
Yeah,
it was one of those, they always said it, and I go, oh, yeah.
Well, and I'm sure there's plenty more at that.
No, it's always fun. That's what the Open Comp, you know, you bring in different you got to allow a lot of different variations because it's an Open Comp, obviously. And
I think Tyler just added canister shocks and cambered rear ends. Tour cars weigh about 200 pounds lighter with softer left side tires than let's get at the times down that helps him get the times down, you know,
right.
That
yeah,
low.
So
I mean, he's ran the tour before, so
right.
he knows about it more than I do, for sure.
So there's a lot of chassis things going on, probably shocks. I mean, you're talking about a lot of different things, I would imagine.
They
know.
Also run the restrictor plate.
Do they have to run a restrictor plate?
I think on the tour they do,
yeah,
because they make so much power.
Yeah.
Well, that's good
power.
To know. You know,
yeah.
you an open comp race where guys come in, you have to throw some kind of a leveling thing in there to kind of balance it out a little bit, and I guess restrictor plate. I didn't realize that. Thanks for pointing that out. I didn't realize they did any kind of restrictor plate in an open comp. So we all learned something.
New insights every day.
Yeah,
so
that's why I came for the
yeah, exactly. Well, we can all go now. We learned something today. So
Rob's the bandolero driver.
Right?
Hey, I went up from bandolero driver to passenger.
Yeah. Is that really an upgrade though?
I don't know.
There you go.
Were you in a Smotherman?
A Smotherman.
Yeah.
So a guy named Rob won the race.
Where has he been lately?
They went down to California.
Oh, okay.
So
I think they were running at Irwindale
five.
In the junior race.
Yeah, junior late race.
Right. Yep.
So they'll be back up at Pahrump, I do believe, the next race.
Cool. Oh, cool. So watch out if you're in Pahrump. Mm-hmm. Your winning streak is over. Smotherman's are coming back. That would do well. The kid, Smotherman there, he's been racing, mini stocks?
Yeah.
And Pahrump,
he's talented.
Well.
He's really
yeah, he's a good
he's very,
kid.
You know, just – watching them race, and I just tell them, I say, the more patient you are, the better you do.
Right.
You know, and he's kind of learning that. And
yeah.
He's staying back. He'll still, you know, flip one and every once in a while. But he's been, if he hangs back and he'll win the race. He won one race. They gave him second place, and I thought that was really classy of him, because even the GoPro I had in the car, you know, he won the race.
Wow.
And the track, you know, this is the kid's first race, you know, not his, but the kid that they gave the win to, and RJ just said, oh, great, congratulations, and I just thought that was one of the classiest things that I've seen, you know, he's at his age, to be able to just go, you know, I've been here before, this, you know, my friend has never been here before, here's the trophy, and
that's
that's really
a chapter
classy.
Out of my book.
And we all went, and then we went back and looked at the GoPro and said, see, I won,
yeah.
But it was a crash-up derby at the finish line, but it was great racing out there for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Stock race.
Well, you know that the RJ, we've seen him. We had him in the show years ago. He didn't even start racing yet. He was just that. Who's this damn kid running around the ATV in the pits, almost running into everybody? Did he run into JJ
Struck?
JJ Struck. But he was a younger kid. He's still a kid, obviously. But it's cool to see that progression. You know, these guys move up in the divisions, like yourself, Johnny. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep moving up. And
hopefully it manifests itself into, you know, something bigger, you know, later on.
Do you think you want to do any kind of tour racing, since we're talking a little bit about tour racing? Maybe some other tracks or anything like that? Does that interest you at all? Or, you know, obviously it opens up your driving experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything that, you know, that could, you know, give me a bigger challenge. And that'll help me grow as a driver, you know, skills wise. I'm willing to take advantage of it.
Because I've seen guys like yourself, you know, get into like a super late model division and so on. And then once in a while they'll go hit a race like in Irwindale or something like that, a half mile track, or even go do some late model racing in Havasu or something like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely open to do it, and I think it'd be a lot of fun for me to do. And I think it'll make me a more well-rounded driver. Because the best drivers in the world are, you know, the more well-rounded
diverse,
and everything.
Right. Exactly.
In any track, any car or that it can hop into at any given time. First thing, the money has to be there.
So sponsors, obviously
sponsors.
One thing.
And I definitely would like to be out there in a spare car so that way, if I kill one up there, it doesn't kill my season down here. So you kind of have to plan ahead.
Yeah, that's
a
good point. Yeah, you have to use probably a whole different car, even if it's a backup car or something like that. But Gafferini, that crew don't usually do a lot of traveling to other tracks to do racing, do they?
It's very rare. It's very rare that we do. And I think the last time that we did it, I think it was like Havasu back in like 2010. And I know Scotty ran the. Ran the Toyota All-Star Showdown when it was there, in the late A model division in Irwindale, and I think that may have been the only time that that he did it. So it's very rare that we go a lot, because it's the travel expenses are
sure.
quite a
well,
bit.
Well, yeah, and you guys are bringing a crew of people, not just, you know, one or two or three
yeah, it's
guys.
Not just,
so,
it's
yeah,
not just one or two guys that, like, bring a go-kart out
yeah.
and
well,
go
speaking,
for it. It's
speaking
a,
of going on a tour is Stan Mullis.
Oh.
I was watching
yeah.
TV, and all of a sudden his picture showed up
oh,
in
no
the
yeah.
Xfinity race.
Oh, yeah, didn't he? Was
yeah,
at,
he was
yeah.
in just
last
like
year?
two weeks ago. Oh, he was at the bottom.
Really?
Iowa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In Iowa. He raced
in Iowa,
and then he raced it earlier this season.
I knew he ran it earlier this season.
Yeah,
I didn't know
he
ran
it.
He did the Iowa race.
Yeah,
also.
He did the Iowa, and I didn't know he was in the race until his pictures popped up at the bottom of the screen when they're showing the starting lineup.
That's pretty cool. How'd he do?
That was kind of cool.
20 laps down, but he was, no, I don't know.
How he was there, hey.
But he was out there, and he finished.
Hey, he made it.
Right.
I do believe
he
finished, but that's about where that
wow.
car would run. You
right,
know? So
right.
it wasn't like being 20 laps down is horrible.
Yeah,
know, that's
no,
where
no,
that car was supposed to run.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're used to different
yeah.
one lap
he did
down
what he
versus
with it.
Yeah, you
do
what you
could,
and he finished the race.
20 laps down, he did great.
Yeah, exactly.
In those cars.
In those cars.
Wonder how much money he spent. He probably could have bought a whole other car.
Exactly, but I'm wondering if there's somebody putting him in the car.
Right.
So I don't know how much, you know, I think it's the same. I do believe it's the 66.
You should bring him in. He'll tell you
yeah,
all
we'll,
about
we'll
it.
Yeah, we'll talk to
him. Because I asked
we'll
him that thing,
to
but
Stan
so
about that.
I'm level
yeah.
with him. He says, I'll let you know when I race again. And he didn't. So.
You know, he always he owns the timeshare place. Doesn't he? It's like TLC or something
yeah.
like that. The
oh,
front
he
car.
Runs that.
That was know. On the side of his.
Oh, is that what was on the side
too.
Of the 60s? Okay.
So it might be a sponsorship thing,
could
and
be,
maybe he put some
be.
Money towards it.
But it was
him.
Neat seeing him that picture.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, I know him. You know.
Well, that's part of the fun of sponsoring
yeah.
the car you're going to race in.
Exactly.
exactly. I'm all for that. We do that anyways, right? Yeah. You put the throw the money in it something. But
and
I
that's
mean,
a that's a good example of you know what the system of the
right.
sport is now. It's not just him. It's all the other young drivers, you
right.
know, come out through. They have to have the money to,
right.
you know, to buy a ride. It's not just all about the all about the talent
well,
level
right.
anymore.
Toyota's put out something. I know it's not Ford, but Toyota's put out a program, at least a step ladder program. Their problem that they're having is there's not enough seats up in Cup. So,
right,
but
yeah.
they're all bringing up some amazing drivers, including Jesse Love, you know, is in that program where they're stepping up to, and they actually built it. And it's recent, you know.
Wow.
Before that, it was, you know, you get in the car. Back in the day, you
right.
just race until you get sponsorship.
Exactly.
But it's getting a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that some other, like Ford and Chevy and they do it. The
they,
same
yeah,
type
I
of
think
thing.
Those guys need to
yeah.
need to really catch on to that.
To really build it up, you know, to on the steps. I was wondering how they were doing that. And I read an article that was a really good article on how Toyota is doing that. And it's they keep running. They get drivers get up the Cup and they lose that driver
right.
because they go run for you know Chip Ganassi or
right,
what
right.
Happened
they end up
one.
Going a different.
They
direction,
go to somewhere else because
yeah.
there's no open spot in the thing. So
yeah.
I really think they're going to open up at least two more spots at Furniture Row. Not right away, but I'm thinking you know if you can get enough sponsorship, you get one.
Exactly.
Get that second car. You keep those drivers. Toyota right. helps. With the sponsorship.
Well, it's good for a team like
it's
that,
good
too.
For
that,
a team
that,
like
yeah,
that.
That's,
and then, you know, you
yeah,
have
I mean,
different ones.
It's
so
small,
but
they're
curious.
But
yeah,
there's exactly.
I'm curious
yeah.
because there's always room to go back up to 43 cars if you got enough sponsor, you know,
oh,
out
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, but I think the Chevy, the Fords, the, you know, and the Toyotas, and hopefully Dodge, that's on when Dodge comes back.
Fingers crossed.
comes back in, and then
right.
you'll have full fields. And I know people get upset when I mention it, but I always enjoyed the, I don't want to say starting Parkers, but I always enjoyed those 45 cars racing,
right.
You know, race inside a race to get into the
right.
43 spot.
Yeah.
You know, that was fun for me. And I also like double stop, the restarts when the lap down car started on the inside.
Right.
Because that was a way for their sponsors to get some,
yeah, get some
footage
some
up front.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand why they do it. Well, actually, I don't understand why they do it. I you know, I put a slow inside line, you know, especially at some of those
right.
short tracks and get some exciting racing out there again.
No, that's true.
They're
you know,
following
you,
around. I'm enjoying short track racing so much more than
oh,
I am
yeah.
the Cup racing right now. You know, I'd much rather, I know I got my credentials for the Cup race, but to tell you the truth, I look forward right now, except for the treatment you get, like,
right.
you know, in the media center, you know, the drinks and the food and
all,
oh,
that, yeah,
all that
stuff.
Is over. I'd much rather watch a good bull ring race
yeah, some local
with,
action,
with the local
yeah.
action with a lot of cars.
Right.
You know?
I'm sure each thing has their own.
They have
you know,
their own things and they have their
own
perks
and
bottoms, but the actual racing on the track the short track racing is better. I mean, it's just right now it is.
Well, you know, and hopefully like in the upper echelons of racing, whether it's NASCAR or local tracks like we have here at LVMS, that they see the need for some more of that excitement and somewhere for these drivers to go and not just have to bring sponsorships. You know, they need to have let that talent kind of
to
move up and grow with the team. Not to how many drivers out there like Johnny Splotcher out there racing all that and they got the talent to race. You know, they need places to move up to, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about, you know. Get them up. Get them a place
like
to go.
Hey, teams, call me.
There you go.
It seems like the second half of the field lately, at least the last third of the field, seems to be all about daddy giving you money.
Right.
And whereas before,
and that's okay. As long as they have somewhere to go to at some point,
well,
you know.
At some point, but you're not getting the Johnny Splotchers out there. You're not getting the Stan Melissa's more shots, you know, to actually come up. With the talent of putting this guy in the car, just go back to Earnhardt Sr. How did he get in the car? He got in this third string car, you know, and he was out there and he proved himself. He wasn't winning races, but he was finishing on the lead lap, you know, on there. And that was huge back then. You know, you finished within the top five laps back in that day, but that's how he got it. And the next one he put together and he got into the car of another, but low budget driver, which was, Childress. He wasn't had all that money. Everybody thinks he came from it.
No, he didn't.
He basically
built it on
himself
and
said, you know what? I got this sponsorship. Let's put Earnhardt in the car.
Right.
Two low sponsored, you know, with not a lot of sponsorship going out there and making history, you know, and that's what's missing today.
Yeah, I think so,
absolutely.
Too. You know, get the racers racing again. You know, don't make it about the money. Obviously, you're going to need
some family help to kind of get there.
Right.
But for the fans, it's not about the money.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's really not. And I mean, you're out there, you see the people that are the fans that are still sticking with it. They don't care whether that kid makes
it. Well, you know, and that's where guys like yourself, your Rob Street here, photographer, to not just take pictures of the guys that are always up front and all that. Mm-hmm. Take pictures of all the guys.
I got the back of the field. When you see me at Cup this week or in the end of September, you're going to see the back of the field.
Yeah,
and
you
that's
get a
I
mix
enjoy.
Of it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you're helping everybody, you know, because it's, I mean, obviously you got to cater to the masses, but you still have, you know, the guys that want the exposure that just don't usually get
back.
It, you know, and that goes from top level all the way down to Pahrump racing, and
not
taking anything away from dirt racing and Pahrump, but you know it's not top level racing. But you know the guys running in the back are out there to have fun, and they want to be exposed too. Sometimes
treat them
know?
The same,
right? So that's good, you know. Yeah. So guys like yourself out there helping promote the sport, and that's what it's about, promoting the sport.
Promoting
you know?
The sport.
But speaking about promoting the sport, now you got sponsors and stuff you want to talk about real quick. I know we're getting close to running out of time, but
we are. Oh wow! I didn't even realize that. Yeah, I was just getting warmed up.
Well, I don't want you to lose time, you know, for your sponsors. So go ahead and talk about the sponsors.
All right. Well, as everybody knows, it takes a lot of people to kind of put this deal together. I got to thank Bravo Tickets. Rebelnet.com, everybody at SG Speed, that includes Scotty, Pops, Vince, you know, Aaron Smith, my dad, Nick Herta, Russ McMoran, just everybody that puts this deal together, as well as the fans that, you know, kind of come out every week, that try to pack the show in as well. I definitely appreciate that. As well as the reason why my car looks as good as it does is because that's the genius behind Steve Mull at CSM Graphics. So it wasn't my idea. It was it was all him. So I'm definitely thankful for those guys sticking behind me. I'm looking to finish out the season strong.
Cool deal. Of course, looking forward to your graduating. You got your UNLV shirt still on there.
Won't be for long.
How's that work into your racing? Does studying get in the way of racing, or does racing get in the way of studying?
I try to make it where it's pretty even keel, and I've done a pretty good job with that. And I've only got like two classes left, and then I'm out the door.
Congrats, man. That's tough.
That's amazing.
That's tough. Studying and still being able to do other things, man.
Yeah.
What are your plans on after you graduate? I mean, you looking into going into any particular fields or
definitely the sports medicine science type of field. But I also definitely want to do it and keep racing as well. Right. So that's why I'm kind of juggling both balls. Obviously, my biggest dream is to race with the Jeff Gordons and the Jimmy Johnsons of the world. But I also want to help, big name right. athletes like the LeBron James and the JJ Watts sure. of the place as well. So, I'm a very competitive individual, and I definitely want to share, that little right. bit with anybody that I can.
Well, that's good. You couldn't have picked a better team to be hooked up with to get you up front and keep you there. And it's going to be good to see you finish rookie of the year season. We're pulling for you there. That's going to be
a
notch on your racing belt. So
we shall see. It'll definitely be my biggest racing accomplishment as a whole, because I've never really gotten rookie of the year in anything before. But to get it at the highest level that any driver could possibly get, that's huge. That's huge right there.
You know, and speaking of that, are you looking maybe next year doing the national points system for NASCAR? I know they have Ooh. Regional points, and all that. So that'll be something to shoot for next year, possibly.
Nationally is kind of tough to shoot for, because it's easy if you're in California.
Right, you got a lot more.
Because you got Urbandale, yeah. you got Kern County, and you got Madera up there as well. But we're the only track in Nevada, so it's a little tough.
A little tougher. But, I know guys have gone after some different, I don't know if it's regional points or however they mm-hmm. do that, but maybe that's something to look into. That might be cool.
If you ever
take
a road trip down to one of those tracks in California, let me know, because I call up and get some credentials for the track and shoot it. I haven't gone down to those tracks. I almost went down to Orange a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was real close to going down there, and I the last minute I couldn't get down there, but...
Cool.
You guys
yeah, we
down.
Shall.
Let me know.
We shall see. We shall see. Definitely would like to improve on the next year. Not looking too far ahead, but everything I did next year, I want to improve on that
right.
Next year, and hopefully chase after that title.
That'd be good. We're looking forward to seeing you pull that off and get in the top 10 and all that. Justin, speaking of sponsors, we'd never really get to the show sponsors.
Yeah, I don't know where they're at right now.
We know Nevada Pick Apart. Yep. Stevie, Nevada Pick Apart. If you...
Mike at Reliable Banner. Thanks for everything he does for us.
And then you got what? D&N Equipment still?
D&N Equipment. We also got Anthony at Camp Out.
Oh, yeah. Camp Out.
Yeah.
Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiators.
Yep. Phil and Jim at Pick Art.
Or like JJ says, Radiators.
Radiators.
They do both Radiators and Radiators.
Yeah. And
their
air conditioning.
Radiators are pretty rad. Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, the Rob Street Racing Photography.com.
I want to give a shout-out to Michael Miller, who's getting married this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Having twins and getting married. These guys are growing up.
And that's somebody else, Michael Miller in the Bomber division.
It's all Michael Miller.
Bomber division is growing up.
And he's like, what, top?
So there's going to be another 10. Bomber available in the next.
Yeah, that's right.
You did say he's getting married.
Yeah,
yes,
so
there will
married,
be another
so
Bomber.
There'll
available.
Be a seat open.
And I know Mike is listening.
I know, that's why I wanted
he's
to mention that.
He's texted me a few times.
Well, congrats. I mean, that's all you guys in your guys' age group there.
You know what? Maybe Michael Miller and Justin and the kids can sit all on the bench together over there.
Hey, were you invited to the wedding? I wasn't.
I
Thanks,
wasn't
Michael
invited.
Miller.
It's all
man.
Michael Miller's fault. See if you get a car, Mike.
Yeah.
You should stop saying it's his fault, then you get an invite.
It's his fault.
I only got an invite because I own a camera.
Right.
He wanted free photography.
Yeah,
huh? Tell him it's not free, by the way.
I know. I did his when he got engaged, I did all those photos.
Oh, no.
They're starting to make their way out, I see. Tell his fiance to start posting those.
Well, again, we're out of time. Appreciate
man.
You being here, Johnny Spilotro. Where can people find you if they want more information, or how can they get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Johnny Spilotro. That's JohnnySpilotro. I keep it all the same so that everybody can reach to me.
There you go. Thanks again for being here, Mr. Johnny Spilotro. Go.
Thank you.
August
guys.
25th, come out and root for him out at LVMS. Go to LVMS.com. Great to coming up.
And the August 25th race, the
Leaf Truck Series. We'll be talking more about that next week also.
Yep.
So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you live next Tuesday.
Everybody on Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Yep. Maybe your old lady will wait till after the show next Tuesday to have a baby.
See you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.